Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you for the patience, Jesse, in San Jose. Jesse, hey, you're on with Willard and Dibs. How you doing?
How you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call. I think the thing that's most frustrating to me is just the portion of the fan base that seems to just be so dumbfounded at last night's results, right? And so that means one of two things. They either didn't pay attention to what was happening all season, or they were just in denial, and maybe that kind of magical run this team went on a few years ago when they won the chip and nobody really thought that was possible, you know, people just kind of held on to that and maybe that would happen again. But, you know, the notion of, you know, this isn't who this team is. We shouldn't have been a 10 seed. You know, if Draymond doesn't get suspended, you know, they're not in the play-in. But this is exactly who they are, because that's exactly who Draymond is. You know, like, he does things like this that puts this franchise in bad spots, right? So this is exactly who they were. They were the 10th best team in the West. And they got run off the court by an average at best team that was missing two rotation pieces. And this is really what's the most concerning part. And this is what people really don't want to look at, is instead of being disappointed and being the 10, we really need to see it as what it is. They're lucky they were the 10 this year. And what I mean by that is, we all know that if Memphis has Ja Morant this year, they're better than the Warriors. So this team misses the play-in altogether. Right now, I don't know if that changes the discussion. I mean, this team is not competing for anything significant, one way or another.
Yeah, your larger point is a good one, Jesse. I would stick with what you said first, though, which is let's remove ifs and should-haves,
yeah,
and could-haves and would-haves, which also removes the if Ja Morant, because I don't know, Ja Morant might have played and then he might have brandished a gun. I have no clue what the hell. Right. So, like, yes, they were worthy of where they were, but you're right, Jesse. They're also worthy of where they are today. A couch. And Jesse's
thanks,
gone. I thought Jesse was still there.
And I think that we've reached the was portion of the show, because should and would and could, well, the should and the would and the could, it's all over, because they weren't. And what they were is a 10 seed, and they were a team that had one of its best players unable to play for the majority of the first half because of anger management issues.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a number of other things that didn't go right, and it led you to the 10 seed. And then you had a chance to beat the 9, and you didn't show up, and you played a terrible game against your in-state rival, and now you're all making travel plans.
Draymond suspension or not, the Warriors had plenty opportunities, plenty of them, to simply be what we called themselves. And in other words, still win 50 games, like a healthy team, when they beat the Bucks at home at the beginning of that homestand a few weeks ago. And then who were the teams that came in the next couple of nights? It was the Bulls. Remember DeMar DeRozan night? And who was it?
The Spurs.
The Spurs.
Without Wembanyama.
No, right, and then without Steph also, right? But what, like, you had plenty of opportunities to, quote-unquote, be themselves. What we realized in the lack of their ability to be themselves is that was themselves.
Ooh, speak on it.
Okay? I heard this from a professional golfer, I can't remember which, but years ago. The whole idea of mulligans, this is what goes through a golfer's head. You hit the ball and it goes into the woods, and you look at your playing partners and you go, hold on a second. That wasn't me. Let me take another one.
Shout out Shaggy.
And then you whack it right down the middle and you go, there we go. That's me. No, they're both you. They're both you. And in fact, the first one is more you because the second one is coming where you've just had a live warm-up swing, which means the percentage of your next shot is going to be higher. You know how to correct it now. So we do that. This is a mental defect of human beings. Oh, that wasn't me. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. When you yell at your kids, oh, that wasn't. Yes, it was. Mm. Yes, it was. Like, accept it. Work on it.
That's right.
Be better. Fix it. But don't act like it wasn't you.
Especially after 82 games.
Yeah, that was you. That is a part of you. Draymond being suspended, not showing up on certain games, needing to rest extra because guys are in their 30s. You can't do what we do on social media, which is only put our highlights up and go, that's me. No, that's not you. That's your vacation. That's not you. They're all you. So that's the message of this Warrior season. All of those things that you did, they're all you, including 0-for-10 last night, man. In an elimination game.
They go 3-1 on that trip. It ends, you lose to Boston by 52. Who cares? None of us even batted an eye because you went 3-1 on the trip.
It was a great trip.
And you come home and you beat Milwaukee. Now you're 5-above. Lost to Chicago, lost to San Antonio. Nice bounce back to beat San Antonio. Yeah, you lose to Dallas. You beat the Lakers. You lose to New York. You beat Memphis. You lose to Indiana. You lose to Minnesota. All of a sudden, you're 2 games above. It's like in that little span, we went from they're back 3 in a row on the road. They beat Milwaukee. Oh, my God. They can't beat Chicago. They can't beat San Antonio without Wemby. But wait, there's more. They come back and they beat the Lakers. Nice little road win. They have been this team all year, up and down, up and down. The thing that gets me, and I'm still trying to get over it from last night, is, and I'm going to use my last should of the day.
Okay.
They should have won that game. You were playing better. They didn't have Malik Monk or the redheaded ninja. And yet, you got Keon Ellis.
It wasn't even close.
It was not even close.
It wasn't even close.
So all the shoulda, coulda, woulda, we're now left with was and did.
And didn't.
Correct.
Yeah. Jim and San Rafael next with Willard and Dibs. Hey, Jim, what's cooking?
Tim, but good.
Right. Whatever. You know what I mean? No, I'm kidding. Sorry, Tim.
I know.
That's all right.
You deserve better, Jim.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just like tired of people trying to blame the coaches for what is a trash roster and thinking that they had a chance to actually do anything this year. They have sucked for 2 years. Like, what world is this actually a contending team? You know, I pray so hard that someone will give Clay a bag of money this year so that it takes it out of the Warriors' hands and they don't bring him back. Because if you keep him on the team, he is just going to suck the air out of the locker room and blockade the younger good players from playing. And he does not have the talent to back up his attitude anymore.
This is a very interesting concept. And thank you, Tim or Jim.
Yeah. A little bit of Ron Krawczyk in his voice.
Or whoever you are.
Right. For those of you who are familiar with SF Chronicle writers and their voices, a lot of Krawczyk in his
game.
There is
a little Krawczyk there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But this is basically what Steiny was saying during the handoff thingy. Steiny was saying, and it's like the Brandon Crawford thing with Farhan, and we'll ask Steve this. I now want to ask Steve this. Is Clay's presence and standing within the organization too big to allow others to grow and move forward? Is that a thing? Because I have sat here and said, I hope for the Warriors to keep Klay Thompson, but I want the role adjusted. And some of you are responding, Steiny included, I don't think that's possible. And here's what I'll say. I might be wrong. I'm willing to find out.
Right.
But I might be wrong. I think the Warriors can do it. I think they can do it, but I might be wrong.
I don't think that it's whether or not the Warriors can do it. It's can Klay do it.
Yeah.
And just when you were laying that out, you had me thinking about a player that they recently got who had to do it. He had to come in and he had to do it. And it started with you coaching. And we thought in the offseason that maybe he wouldn't be able to do it. And Chris Paul played only 26 minutes a night, not as much as he's used to playing. He only started 18 games. He had never come off the bench before in his entire career in the regular season. So Chris Paul was able to, quote unquote, do it, but he's 38. Klay Thompson's not quite there. Klay will be 34. Is Klay ready to, quote unquote, do it? And by do it, that means take less than you can elsewhere, sublimate your ego, and have your role be diminished on a team where you made your bones as a four-time champion and the rest of it. I don't know if he can do it. I know the team could do it. If the team got another two-guard in who was younger and a better two-way player and more able to play 34 minutes, the team could do it, but could Klay?
Mm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.